Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us all across the great state of Michigan. Find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter and stevegruber.com for exclusive content, podcasts, and much more at stevegruber.com. We're joined now by Tom Borelli, a molecular biologist turned political activist and commentator. You hear him often here with Steve. Find him also at Newsmax TV and on Twitter at Tom Borelli. Tom, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, Scott. Happy Monday morning, and happy Monday morning to those great people in Michigan.
We are good people here. I consider myself, well, I mean, I am a Michigander now, but I grew up in Illinois, but now feel you know, six plus years here, I feel like a real Michigan resident. Feel good about it. Tom,
well,
thanks so much.
I spent 4 years at Michigan State, so I have a little feel for the great Michigan.
There you go. Your first opportunity here, I believe, on the Steve Gruber Show since last week's raid at Mar-a-Lago, looking for whatever they're looking for at Donald Trump's residence. Your takeaways, your reaction to what we saw transpire last week, the comments from the director as well.
Well, Scott, and of great people in Michigan, I think this is a complete outrage. I think this is an abuse of power. They didn't need to do it that way, but yet they felt some reason to do it, and I believe it's all political. I'm not sure if they're getting what they want out of the January 6th hearings, so they have to up the ante some way. And it's always the inconsistency. Hillary Clinton, when she was running the State Department, had a private server with State Department information, which probably had a whole range of secret, top secret information that anyone with any knowledge, any foreign country could get a hands on. What did she do? When we found out, she destroyed something like 30,000 emails, and her staff actually broke devices like, I think, an iPad or two and phones. So there was a stark contrast, and the FBI, what did they do? They sat on hands. Comey let her off the hook. I think he said something essentially like, well, no prosecutor would bring the case.
Right.
The stark contrast between their treating former President Trump and Hillary Clinton is so stark that I think the American people can see it, and I think they're going to take action in the voting booth.
That's potentially in November, and I did want to ask about that, too. It seems I don't know what the calculation is here, but as I mentioned earlier, Pete Hoekstra was with us, and I said, you know, there is this very feeling of we've got to get him on something. What is out there? What we've been promising prosecution and Trump behind bars for years. We've got to find something to get him on. I don't know about the calculation politically in that. I think this is something that instead of I don't have polling on this yet, of course, or anything, but instead of turning off Trump supporters, might make it more likely that he returns in some way. It's more likely to coalesce support than it is to drive support away from the president, is what I want to say.
Well, absolutely. But I think you have to also recognize at the same time the desperation within the Democrat Party, because President Biden has been such a complete disaster. You know, the Americans who are feeling the pain with high inflation, what is it, 8.5 now? Mm-hmm. These are the sorts of things that wake up the American people. And I'm going to say this very carefully, and I'm very concerned. One thing they might be trying to do is push some Trump supporters over the edge, who tragically may do something violent. And that is exactly the type of thing that happened on Jan 6th. And they may be looking to do that to change the debate. And I pray that doesn't happen. I pray people look at the civil rights movement with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. as a model on how to deal with an over-the-top government. It's got to be done smart. It's got to be done through peace. You can't overreact, because I believe there's an element of the Democrat Party want people to overreact if they see they're extremists.
Tom Borelli with us here on the Steve Gruber Show. You do it at the ballot box. That's November. You tweeted this morning, and John Fetterman's back on the campaign trail after suffering his stroke, and he promises over the weekend that he and Democrats, if given a majority, will eliminate the Senate filibuster. This is one of those things that can animate voters come November, and it's going to be a big deal.
Oh, absolutely. And it's just another reminder just how important this election is. You know, I've said this every election, I think, for the last 20 years. But the pressure keeps getting higher and higher for people to make the right votes, because literally our country is on the line. If the Democrats somehow were able to get, you know, more than, 50 votes in the Senate, they could push through a lot of things, especially if they get over 60, God forbid. So this, all the stakes are there. The good thing is he's saying it. He's not being deceptive. He's not doing a former President Obama where he's trying to play a moderate, then get in and jump to the left, or Biden, who positioned himself as some sort of moderate. They were cloaking who they were. They had a mask. This guy is full facial. This is who I am. And it's a great message to the people in Pennsylvania to say, no, we don't want him. We want Dr. Oz.
Yeah, about 60 seconds left. But Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania, J.D. Vance in Ohio, there have been a couple of stories the past few weeks about some, even Republicans, very concerned about the way they're campaigning, or if they're putting in the work to try to win votes in those particular states. Are you confident in Vance and Dr. Oz they can pull these things off?
Well, like any new a person running for office, there's going to be a slow start, I believe, because they're just not used to it. In some ways, that's a good thing, because we don't want career politicians. But I think after Labor Day, I think everybody's going to be kicking into high gear. And I think the raid on Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago, I think that's a wake-up call for all Americans. And I think it's going to help the Republicans in those Senate races as well.
Tom Borelli, you can find him on Twitter at Tom Borelli. Also see him on Newsmax TV and frequently here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Tom.
Great. Have a great week. Thank you.
Thanks. You too. Phil Kirpin coming up after the bottom of the hour. Democrats trying to raid Medicare to pay for Obamacare. Once again, Scott Bertram in on the Steve Gruber.